And that was Randy Travis and the joys and frustrations of electronic equipment. Shanda, are you with us?
I am.
Oh, good. We succeeded. Shanda Rodriguez with Johnson County Healthcare Center at the Home Hospice. Shanda, the reason why I wanted you on, because you were recognized as the Employee of the Year for Johnson County just about a week and a half ago. Was that a surprise?
It was a huge surprise. It was shocking. I didn't even know that that was a thing, and I had gotten an invite to the dinner, and I ended up having to say no, I couldn't be there. I was on call, and Claudia Todd ended up getting a hold of Marcy Schuler, and Marcy said, "You have to come. You're getting an award."
Well, you know, I remember I used to have like 30-some employees working for me in the correction center, and it was always good to have your agency or your organization recognized. And when you were recognized as the leader of a group, that was always special. But then also, it was kind of a fine line because you knew that you succeeded and you were recognized because all the efforts of the people that work underneath you. And so it's great to be recognized, but also you kind of feel sometimes a little guilty about being recognized because so many other people contributed to that award.
Absolutely. We have, I feel like, an incredible team, not just with the department that I work for, but also the whole facility, Johnson County Healthcare Center in general. I think we work together really well, and I love the facility that I work for. It's truly a family, and it's just great. And so I would agree with you. You kind of feel a little bit guilty because there's so many contributors to it.
Right. Well, you've got some heartbreaking work with home health and also for hospice, but also a blessed opportunity to do work for the Johnson County Healthcare Center.
Sure. I tell people all the time that I have the two hardest and most rewarding jobs in the world, and that is a hospice nurse and a mom. And I stand by that. It's difficult and you cry, but it is so rewarding to know that you're there for families and patients in their time of need and to help people be comfortable when they truly need it.
Right. Now, you've been in the position. You took over for Elaine Kozacek a few months ago. And are you kind of comfortable with the leadership now?
I would say I'm totally comfortable, yes. We've had some staffing things, and so we are hiring a new nurse. She needs to start in May, and I think I can, you know, have a little bit more time in that leadership role. I've been seeing lots of patients and things, and I love that. I'm going to be sad to be giving that over a little bit, but I think that it's necessary to be able to really fulfill the position.
Okay. Well, you know, you do great work, you know, especially in the at the end of life time period for some of our local residents and everything. And congratulations, Shanda, for recognizing you as the Employee of the Year. And you know, again, it takes a village for the accomplishments that you get. And so, pass the congratulations on to everyone that works at Home Health and Hospice at Johnson County Healthcare Center.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Shanda, have a great weekend.
I will. You too. Happy Easter.
Okay. Happy Easter to you and good Friday.
You too.
Thank you, Shanda, for calling in. And I got a call here at the studio that we're having a little trouble with our phone calls again. And it is an engineering issue, and apologize if you couldn't hear that properly. We're going to post that short interview with Shanda on our website, BighornMountainRadio.com if you wouldn't want to hear that and you couldn't hear it today. So we'll have that on there by the end of the day. We're going to take a break. Come back with the Bellamy Brothers coming up.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Hallwell with YDOT, and here's your North Sheridan Interchange construction update.